Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now on the guest hotline. You can see him as we stream live on X and stream live on YouTube at WI Sports Radio. Always smiling. Dude is always smiling. He's always smiling when he was here in Milwaukee. He's smiling on TV. The man never stops smiling. Curtis Granderson joins us now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Curtis Granderson, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. And you got to have a smile on. I'm in Chicago. The sun's out. It's November. Definitely can't be complaining about that.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Bulls are winning. Bears are doing better than expected. We won't talk about the trader and the Cubs. We'll just move on. So I want to talk about this great thing that you're doing with our fine friends over here at the Pick and Saves around the state of Wisconsin. And not only are you a smiling person, but you're also a very giving person. Tell us about your foundation and things people can get involved with here in the holidays.
So my Curtis Granderson Foundation has an initiative called Grand Giving. We started it 12 years ago to help fight food insecurity. And this month of November is when we always kicked it off because hopefully the postseason was going to be going and I was getting the chance to play deep into October. But then I would finally be home in November. And here's an opportunity to be able to give back. A lot of people are in a giving spirit. A lot of people are wanting to help out before the holidays really get going. So in Chicago, which is home for me, we partner with Mariano's, which is a Kroger brand. Yep. And the proceeds at the counter benefited the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Northern Illinois Food Bank. Now we've expanded into Wisconsin with Pick and Save and Metro Market. Similar concept. At the register, you can donate $1, $5, or $10. But now the proceeds up in the Wisconsin area are going to go to the Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. All month long, all of November. And for those of you that are listening that may not have either of those stores around you, you can also donate online at grandgiving.org. Again, that's grandgiving.org. That's my initiative underneath the Curtis Granderson Foundation, trying to help fight food insecurity all month long in the month of November.
Yeah, we're on across the state, right? So we're in Green Bay, we're in Wausau, we're in Duluth Superior, we're on all over the state, not just in Milwaukee, which is a pretty cool thing. I'm a big fan. Obviously, we do the Stuff the Bus promotion on our sister station, Milwaukee WMYX, for the same deal for Feeding America as well. We try to fill up as many city buses as we can with food and that whole deal, which is awesome. So being a part of this, very cool. Again, you can dollar, $5, $10, whatever you want to raise it up to, right? It doesn't matter. There's not a set cost. And then you have the $5 prepackaged grocery bags, too.
Yeah, that's the first time we're doing this. So super excited about that. You know, not only do you have the option, like we talked about, the $1, $5, and $10 at the register or online, again, at grandgiving.org. You can also, at the Pick and Saves or the Metro Markets, do these $5 sack bags where it's a bag full of meals that are going to be donated automatically to those different food partners for people that are food insecure. And for those that don't know what food insecurity is, that means you don't know where your next meal is coming from. And just think about that. You know, you just wake up, you have breakfast, you know, you have lunch, you have a snack, you send your kids off to school with a snack, you come home, have dinner, and thinking about not having a meal meal after meal goes, whoa, like there's a lot of people out there that are still in that situation. And now times are even harder than ever before. So to be able to help out, truly, a dollar goes a long way. And like you talked about, these sack packs that we're able to put out for $5 can truly go a long way. So anybody that's listening, when you're out there picking up stuff for the holidays or for your meal for this week or for the kids' practices and things like that, just realize that that little bit does definitely go a long way.
Talk with Curtis Granderson, former Brewer and MLB All-Star. Follow him on Twitter at CGran3. Watched him on postseason television as well this year with Pedro Martinez, who, I'll give him credit, he got on that Brewers bus, and he was going to just sit on that Brewers bus until it looked very bleak against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Before we get into Pat Murphy, because you did a great interview I saw on social media with Pat Murphy talking about your time in Milwaukee when Murph was the bench coach. So before we get into Murphy, let's just talk about this team, the talent level, and how, I mean, we always talk about small market versus large market, okay? And people get sick of talking about that. People want the CBA to be changed, so forth, fine. But from a talent perspective, how far away really are they?
It's hard to say. You know, when you look at baseball, there's certain things when you look at a roster and go, okay, these names on this team should win this many games and should be unbeatable. But as we've seen just historically, you have to have a lot of things go right. One, you got to have everybody be healthy. Two, everything's just got to click. And then you got to get hot at the right time. And you definitely can't get cold at the wrong time, which I think is kind of what happened offensively for the Brewers here in the NLCS. You know, but not to take anything away from the Dodgers, because both teams actually offensively didn't do exceptionally well in the NLCS, both the Dodgers and the Brewers. So I think it's a combination of all those things. And now as we get ready for the offseason here, you start to see which free agents are available and go, okay, if we can get this one or that one, does that change the dynamic of this Brewers team? And I don't think there's a piece per se that you're missing. I think there's one, a great job in the system underneath of getting young players to buy in and understand their role, which I think is key. But if there is any area to look at offensively in that ballpark, you know, hitting in Milwaukee is one of the best hitting ballparks that you can have. So if you can get another bat that can just fit in. Now, this doesn't have to be a 50 homer bat. It just has to be another bat or a couple bats. And that could come from within through the farm system as well.
Okay, Curtis, so let me ask you this. They put a qualifying offer out there yesterday, the Brewers did, to Brandon Woodruff, who obviously was not playing because he had the lat strain. And then coming off that major injury that for the previous couple of years during the season, and looked really good during the season. Qualifying offers 1 year, $22 million. When they made the qualifying offer, I was like, okay, well, they just want to get a draft pick. He's probably not going to sign it. But then since that's went out, now there's been conversation of, well, is anybody going to really offer him more than $22 million kind of going forward? And may he kind of look at it and go, well, I got to take this, and then I'll try to do a full year on a prove-it deal. But are the Brewers better off spending $22 million on Brandon Woodruff, or would that money have been better spent?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going maybe for a bat like you were talking about because of all the young pitching that they've shown that they have.
Well, I definitely think a healthy Brandon Woodruff would have been an amazing piece to have had this postseason for the Brewers, not only for just veteran leadership, longevity. He's someone I got a chance to play with back in 2018 when we faced the Dodgers back then. So this is someone who's been there. This is someone that can definitely show the rest of that pitching staff along with Freddie Peralta how to be, how to go. He's loved over there, and he enjoys being there with that organization, at least the communication I've had with him on that standpoint. Now, from the way he looks at it, $22 million ain't nothing to laugh at. And the fact that you got to go out there and possibly show everyone that you can still do it, I think he could definitely go ahead and sign this deal and see what that may look like for him. You saw Cody Bellinger sign a one-year deal and prove what he can do out there and let you know, okay, everyone thinks that I can't do it. Let me bet on myself and show you exactly what I can do. And like you mentioned, a team that has good pitchers around him. He is an ace caliber, but he's not going to be needed to be like the ace per se, and he can pitch and not have to overstrain or overcommit and hopefully go out there and show you what anybody of the other 29 clubs could be missing out on if they don't make a play for him now. But again, just a reminder for everybody listening, when that qualifying offer is made on you, you have 5 days to kind of get a little bit of interest. No official offers can be made to you by other clubs, but you can make a decision based off of what you think and what you're kind of seeing happen with other teams and how they're moving things around. So I think him and his representation is probably doing that. Yeah, and they're going to measure it out and go, $22 million. If we stay, that's not a bad deal. If we go, I'm sure there's definitely going to be some opportunities. But comfort and familiarity is a big thing as well.
But let's talk about the hustle of his representation. They declined a mutual option for $20 million for this year. And guess what Brandon Woodruff got out of it? $10 million. If he signs this deal, he's essentially 1 year at $32 million for little old Milwaukee. Like, that's crazy to me.
You know, I think that's just kind of looking ahead to see what the qualifying offer could have been, because you don't know exactly what it's going to be until you start to see which free agents are going to be available. So, you know, a little bit of math there. We talk about analytics in this game, but those agents and representatives also have to do that as well to know what their player might be worth or what options could be made available for them. So give credit where credit's due. Like you said, I mean, we're talking at $22, possibly $30 million in Milwaukee. And you know, it's interesting when you talk big market versus small market. I think you also have to just look at overall spend, and not necessarily from a CBA standpoint, but if you look and say, okay, can we do a little more here? Can we not? That changes things. Are you going to spend $330 million like the Dodgers? No. But can you go to 150 or 175 or maybe 200? That's a possibility. And what that may do for you could be a big changer. Now, the team has had a ton of success for quite some time, so they're going, okay, we're right there. But could a little bit, just a little bit more, be enough? Because the fans are there. They're definitely coming out, and they're showing their love and support for the Brew Crew. So it could be something as simple as that without saying we need to be the top two or three teams that spend.
Talking with Curtis Granderson, former Brewer and MLB star, joining us. Follow him on Twitter at cgran3. I got one more for you. So you
for
had
sure,
this great interview with Pat Murphy during the playoffs, and you told him about how much you loved him being the bench coach and how he came up to you talking about playing first base. I think he might have been pulling your leg, but because that's Murphy. But either way, so that – and about how great he was as a bench coach. News comes yesterday, and again, I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen this. They sent out a press release to the Brewers and say Ricky Weeks is no longer going to be, they called him the associate manager, but it was the bench coach. So he's moving on and he's going to do more scouting work and more of this other stuff. He's not going to do it anymore. But at the bottom of the press release, they say they're not filling the position and they're just going to divvy out duties to the rest of the staff. And I had Charlie, my producer, I'm like, go find out if anybody else in baseball doesn't have a bench coach. No, that doesn't exist. Other than interim bench coaches getting named manager and then they don't fill it. But other than that, that's not a thing. I found that weird and peculiar. How much of an impact does that have or will it have, do you think, on, say, a team and the clubhouse?
Well, I think it was interesting even when Ricky Weeks got the jobs title that he got first. That was one of the first times I had heard of him. What was the exact title again that Ricky
Associate
had?
Manager.
Yeah, so that was the first I had heard of that. I don't know if they were the only team doing it at that time, but again, it was something that was new to me. So something like this isn't unfamiliar to the Brewers organization. And I got a chance to not only speak with Pat Murphy, but also Ricky Weeks when we got a chance to see the team during the NLCS. And I just asked them, because this is someone that I played against. We were in the same draft class. We did a interesting fact here. He finished number one in the country in hitting in college Division
like
One. I was number two that year.
Wasn't he hit like 435 or something crazy like that?
And I was right after him. So the two of us went head to head on that side of things. So really cool from that standpoint. And I just asked him, I said, how do you like it? He goes, man, I love it. I love everything about this. I'm learning so much in it. Now, I didn't know that that was going to potentially mean these other opportunities were something he was exploring. But at least in that role that he was in, he loved everything about it. So now he's going to be in something different. But I do think the fact that Pat Murphy does such an amazing job of communicating with his players, like I referenced in that time in 2018, this is what I need from you. This is what I'm asking for you. How you feeling? What can you do? What can't you do? I think you can divvy it out as long as everyone understands. Now, you can't change it up on me, right? If all of a sudden we're going to flip this around and I'm going to be the one hosting this interview and you're going to be the one doing it, right. Now it's going to kind of take us off a little bit. But if we know going into it, this is your role, whether it's for this game, for this series, for this month, for this half, for this season, I think everybody can buy in because you kind of saw that happen with this team. Young players coming up, playing different roles, young players batting in different spots, older players getting in different roles, maybe for the first time ever in their career, and everybody accepted it. And I don't see it being much different, even with the coaching staff or someone that slides into a position that was not a coach before.
You could slide in and round up that bill at Pick and Save at Metro Market here going forward between now in the month of November and going towards the holidays. And Curtis Granderson has a great deal going on. Tell everybody about it.
Grandgiving.org. Again, if you can't make it to the Pick and Saves or the Metro Markets, but if you can, $1, $5, $10 at the register goes a long way to help fight food insecurity all month long of November. We're in the giving spirit. The holidays are just around the corner. So while you're shopping up, picking up groceries for your friends and family, do what you can. $1 truly goes a long way. And again, if you can't make it, grandgiving.org. You can donate online there.
Do it right now. Curtis Granderson, great dude, man. I appreciate you so much for coming on. I hope we can do this again sometime.
No problem at all. Thank you. Have a good one.
Absolutely. You too. There he is, Curtis Granderson, joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. You can follow him on Twitter at CGran3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.